This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? So pick up that phone and let us know. You can call us at 800-228-0550. I'm Scott Hennon, but in for me today, the host of What's on Your Mind, Darrell East, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Waiting for your calls right now. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or don't forget the hotline, 24-7. You can leave a message with your comments. Tell us what's on your mind anytime. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. One call does it all to Delta Constructors. Our good friends at Delta. You can call them at 406-250-8151. Talk to Eric right now. He's out in the field. Get the job done right now. You can go online to deltaconstructors.net. Call Delta first. That's what we want you to know, because they do turnkey well site services and they do it well. A lot of companies tend to specialize in one area or maybe a handful of things where they're diverse. They're pretty much anything. When the well's punched by the drilling company, they go in there, they complete a site for those oil companies, get oil coming out of the ground into the pipeline, get the truckload out. One call does it all. And if you're really super busy, let you push the easy button. Get her done for you. And they help us celebrate our callers as well on What's on Your Mind. You make the show go. Here's one great example.
Well, my favorite Christmas gift was my mom coming and spending a week with me and my family. We lost my dad in right before Thanksgiving, so it was nice to have her come and spend time.
Thanks to you, our callers, and thanks to Delta for helping us celebrate our fine callers here on What's on Your Mind. Call Delta first, 406-250-8151, and call us at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Taking the reins for me today, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking ag and much more, Mr. Darrell Lease. Darrell, take it away.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be in studio here again at the KFYR studio, sitting in for Scott Hennon. Much appreciated there, Scott, for the opportunity to sit in and talk to the great listeners across this state and, well, across the world on the World Wide Web, of course, through the iHeart Network. And the Delta One call today was a result of a question yesterday of what was your favorite or best Christmas gift that you got. And those family times are pretty important. And so that was a great one call today there. We got a great show lined up today. Of course, it's Wednesday. So during the 10 o'clock hour, we have Congressman Kevin Cramer, and he's going to be in studio with me today. He's not just going to be calling in. He's in Bismarck today. So he is joining us in studio. So that'll be a good time and a good opportunity for folks to ask Congressman Cramer some questions, just as he does every week here on What's on Your Mind, the talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the 10 o'clock hour. At 9:30. I'm going to be joined via phone by the American Farm Bureau Federation President, Zippy Duvall, and we're going to talk a little bit of agriculture, and we're going to talk a little bit about the big news that they announced from American Farm Bureau last week, that President Trump is going to be joining all of the members that show up at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention at the first week of January there down in Nashville. And he'll address the members at that event, and it's a pretty big deal. And we'll visit with President Duvall about that from the American Farm Bureau Federation, and plus some agriculture things, maybe the tax bill a little bit, some trade issues. So if you got some things out there, if you're involved in agriculture or you're curious about agriculture and you got some things that you want to hear from President Duvall, the American Farm Bureau Federation president, you can sure call in and ask those questions. You can call in now and get them ahead of time here. Also, if you want to make sure that you kind of get in line for some questions for Congressman Cramer, you can call in and leave those questions also. And like I said, we'll be joined by him in studio. So yesterday, I missed that it was Boxing Day. And you know, for a long time, I thought Boxing Day was the result of buying your wife, like, you know, a vacuum cleaner and then giving her a description of the rooms in the house that needed to be done, or, you know, maybe a sewing machine, and including those jeans that needed to be patched. I thought, you know, Boxing Day was just that, the following day that was the result of those kind of Christmas gifts. But no, so Yesterday was Boxing Day, and we forgot to even mention that. So sorry about that to the folks that were celebrating Boxing Day yesterday. The Delta One call, like we said, resulted from a question of what was your favorite gift, and had a few people text me afterwards, and a lot of things centered around family. And, of course, that's probably the best gift that we can have is the family gatherings on those special events such as Christmas. And so those were good memories that people are going to make over this holiday season. We're coming into the new year. You know, we're just a few days from the turn of the calendar to 2018. So the phone lines are open. What's on your mind out there? What is either a question in your mind or a statement of that you want to make, that you want people to hear on the radio? Give us a call in. The phone lines are open. Don't be shy. Give us a call, and we will make sure we get you on air. A few things to talk about. Yesterday, we got a lot of messages after we talked about the extension. After the show yesterday, some folks weren't able to call in. They were listening but weren't able to make a phone call in or that. And, you know, we had Chris Borboom, the director of extension, on talking about the cuts. Mike Belts from the SBIR committee, the review committee that was looking at these things. And we had Terry Nearing from Center North Dakota, the auditor over there, talking about the importance to Oliver County and to the city of Center and having that extension agent there. And so there was some folks that, weighed in later in the day with me, sent me some messages, appreciated hearing what was going on out there. It appears that, if you're not in one of those counties, that there's a lot of folks in other counties that didn't realize that those were the things that were going on and that those were the cuts that were proposed, and that, counties under 2,000 were going to face a different requirement of a different percentage of responsibility, a higher percentage of responsibility for their agent. And so one comment that was made to me is, they'd heard that I brought up to them, to Chris and Mike yesterday, that everything's on the table, correct, is what I said to them. When you're looking at cuts. Yep, everything. Well, one of the questions came in and go, well, how much of a cut in pay are the administration, the leadership, going to take? And I think that was a question that was asked at one or maybe all three of the county meetings that have happened so far, but I know at one of them it was asked, and it was kind of scoffed at, I think, and laughed at that, none, we're not going to take a pay cut. So this caller or this texter to me said, well, are they truly putting everything on the table to find savings if they're not willing to address their own pay and their own administrative costs directly when it comes to that? Another one followed up and said, you asked the question to him, how much is it going to save from these six counties by making them pay more? And they said $100,000. And one of them said, well, couldn't they reduce another district director and save that amount in just one position instead of six positions and leave those positions out there on the ground that work directly with the people in those counties and do that extra $100,000 savings directly from the administrative level, the in-between level, instead of those that are working with the people? So there's a lot of ideas coming out there, and these are coming from folks. Some of them that, like I said, they didn't realize because their county wasn't in the position of facing these extra increased costs above the general increase that other counties were going to get. So a lot of information needs to be out there. January 12th at the ARS lab over in Mandan will be the next SBIR meeting. We'll repeat that again. January 12th, next SBIR meeting, which is the State Board of Ag Research and Extension committee board meeting, and they'll be discussing this extension budget. So January 12th, you want to make your way over to Mandan and the ARS lab if you guys are interested in that. They had some folks that wanted me to get that back out on the air today also. So phone lines are open. We'll take your calls, comments, questions, concerns, whatever's on your mind. That's why the show is called What's on Your Mind, and we want to hear from you. So go ahead, call in. The phone lines are open, and we will take your calls. And like I said, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk some agriculture. We are going to talk with the American Farm Bureau President, Zippy Duvall, and we will talk to him, like I said, a little bit about trade, a little bit about the tax plan and how that benefits agriculture and farmers and ranchers. And then at 10 o'clock, of course, is the weekly radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And when I reached out to him this morning and asked him to come in studio, he's planning to be right in here in studio with us. So we'll be taking your calls for that today also, just as we do every week here on What's On Your Mind. Great opportunity. And I think, you know, Congressman Cramer has kind of paved the way and set a standard and set a bar for other elected political folks to have more contact with the constituents. And we're glad to be that one point of contact, one way to contact them right here, a very effective way on radio on What's On Your Mind. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, so call us, tell us what's on your mind. Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. If you're suffering with pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or even suffer from joint pain, stop and listen. There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain, along with cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. With seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, you're just a short drive
to one of the seminars on regenerative medicine. You need to attend one of these seminars. Call 1-888-973-1560 to register for one of our upcoming seminars. For more information, visit stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start living life once again. I thought you had to go out of the country for these procedures. They're available now in North Dakota. 1-888-973-1560 to register for one of the upcoming seminars. 1-888-973-1560.
What's on Your Mind continues with guest host Daryl Ace in for me, Scott Hinnon, today on What's on Your Mind. Daryl's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Take it away, Daryl.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Daryl Ace, like Scott just said, sitting in for him today. He's taking a little R&R here about through the Christmas break. And also, normally when I'm in studio, you know, Todd, the radio god, is usually sitting next to me. But, you know, he's playing hooky this week, too. So I'm in studio here by myself today. And we'll be joined, though, at 10 o'clock by Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll have him live in studio for his weekly town hall coming up at 9:30. Come up here just, you know, in about 9 or 10 minutes. We'll have the president of American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duvall, on to talk a little bit of agriculture, talk a little bit about the American Farm Bureau Convention coming up here in just a little over a week down in Nashville. But, you know, what's on your mind out there? Call in, let us know, 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And let us know what's on your mind. We're curious of what people are thinking out there on this, you know, in between the Christmas and the New Year rolling in. And we want to know what everyone's thinking, what you have on your mind. What is it that's, you know, kind of got you all wound up, or maybe you've got some, you know, a nice story to share, or anything that you want to talk about the next 8 to 10 minutes here. We'll get you on the air and get you in and see what is on the mind of the folks, the listeners out there across the airwaves. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit, hopefully, about trade, you know, which is a big has a big effect on agriculture, obviously, when we get President Duvall on the line here. And, you know, there's especially North Dakota. You know, North Dakota is, you know, our farmers and ranchers are second to none in being able to produce the food that our state, our country, the world needs. And being able to market that food is very important to us, you know, and so the American Farm Bureau and us at NDFB are constantly making sure that agriculture is treated fairly, treated equitably, I should say, is more important when trade deals happen. And, you know, we talk a lot about free trade things and the free trade agreements and that. But we want to make sure that agriculture is treated correctly, equitably. But yet we want to make sure that, you know, America is put in the prime position to be the leader in that. And, you know, there's some controversy around out there about, you know, President Trump, you know, making some statements about getting out of, you know, trade agreements such as NAFTA or, you know, things like that. But the folks are at the table. They're negotiating. I think they went through, I don't know, 5 or 6, maybe 7 different rounds of renegotiating and seeing where they can improve the NAFTA agreement. And, you know, I think there's things that always can be improved. I don't think that policies that are set or agreements that are set of any kind are, you know, are forever long. There's always maybe some improvements to be done and to some adaptation to happen along the way. And so we'll ask President Duvall about, you know, some where he thinks some of that is at and the outlook on some of those trade issues. Also, you know, of course, it's been talked about, you know, the last month or two or three, the tax plan, and it finally passed, you know, before Christmas and got signed by the president. And we're going to discuss, you know, the positives that are out there in the tax plan for agriculture, for farmers and ranchers. And for, you know, Americans in general. And I don't think it's ever a bad thing. You allow people to keep more of their own money in their own pocket, and they decide where to spend it rather than the government telling them where they think the best place is for their money. You know, we feel that people can manage their own money a lot better than the government can. So it's a lot of controversy out there. But, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, so to speak. The truth will come out, and we'll find out how good that tax plan is And so that's some of the issues we'll talk about there. We do have a caller on the line, Marty. Marty,
are you
with us
this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Marty?
So far, so good. Hey, just wondering if you guys could address the fact that the wolves have not been taken off the endangered list in the Great Lakes region until North Dakota and South Dakota and the eastern United States have their historic numbers of wolves. And I just want to know why, you know, more organizations like the North Dakota Game and Fish and the Stockman's Association and maybe the Farm Bureau haven't addressed that with the federal government, like we're not going to accept wolves here in North Dakota. And why those people in those other states like Minnesota and Wisconsin have to suffer with the effects of these wolves until we have ours.
So Marty is talking about obviously some very dramatic impacts that are happening. You know, the Great Lakes area, you know, you get out west and in the western United States, the wolf impacts are becoming pretty serious. And there's the reason some of them aren't, you know, getting to the, you know, delisted or allowing more management, through hunting and trapping of them is because they think that everywhere should have wolves in plentiful supply. And they think North Dakota, South Dakota should, you know, be, I guess, overrun with wolves. And it's, you know, but yet, you know, Marty, you bring up a point that's kind of a, you know, they talk out of one side of their mouth and then out of the other side, because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was approached and by environmentalists and animal rights people to, and they considered listing the moose as endangered. The hybrid or the line that's over in Minnesota in the Great Lakes area. And I'm sitting here going, you want to list the moose when we have moose moving out of those areas into North Dakota onto the plains where moose, you know, it isn't natural for moose to be here out on the plains. They're a tree and a swamp dweller and, you know, things like that. They like that wooded and, you know, kind of swampy areas. But yet they won't let control of wolves come around very easily, like Marty said, which if you want to contribute to the decline of moose, let the wolf population run amok. What do you think about that, Marty?
Well, I think it might be the first time in history that animal rights organizations have been right. Maybe the moose are close to endangerment because of their own wolves. Hey, you have a great day, and you're doing a great job, Daryl.
All right, thanks, Marty. You have a great day. Hey, we're coming up against the break. Coming up, President Zippy Duvall from AFBF. Join us back here.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteletricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For a great cookie? Who isn't? Anytime, day or night. Best cookies ever. PetroServe USA. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. The best. Melt in your mouth. They're just incredible. The best cookies, bar none, anywhere in the state. PetroServe USA. Have one. Trust me on this one thing. And tell them Scott sent you. The PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The Little Plumber. Folks in Bismarck, Mandan have relied on H.A. Thompson & Sons, the Little Plumber, since 1908. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Now, H.A. Thompson & Sons is doing work all throughout the region and saving building owners, business owners money with the Link Service Contract, offering cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 223-3393. H.A. Thompson & Sons, tell them Scott sent you. And we continue on What's on Your Mind, your guest host today. And for me, Darrell East from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Call them up, 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Now more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the President, Darrell East.
Well, it's great to be here in the chair today. And once again, I just can't thank Scott enough for the opportunity. Gets us on here to be able to talk about some ag issues and talk to some folks on some things that, you know, the most important industry to North Dakota, agriculture. And, you know, arguably, I think the most important industry to our nation and our world is the production of food. Farmers and ranchers are great producers. They're good at, you know, caring for the natural resources out there. And so we're glad to be able to come on and talk about that a little bit once in a while. We have an affiliation from NDFB with the American Farm Bureau Federation. And, you know, we've got our annual convention for that coming up here in just a little over a week now down in Nashville. And I am glad to be joined here today by American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. Zippy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Darrell. How are y'all up in North Dakota?
Well, you know, I'm kind of surprised the other day when I talked to you last week and I made you the offer to come visit us in this 20 to 30 below weather that you declined. But you'll be happy to know that we had parts of North Dakota this morning. In fact, just when we went on the air, that were still negative 31. Actual air temperature.
Oh.
So did you want to change your mind and come visit us now? Or?
No, I think I'll stay down here in this balmy 40 degrees, very damp and cloudy weather down here south.
Zippy is from Georgia. He was the Georgia Farm Bureau president before he was elected 2 years ago as the American Farm Bureau president. And you know, I've developed a good relationship, good working relationship with Zippy, and I've tried to get him on before when I've guest hosted, and schedules didn't work out. So, Zippy, let me thank you in advance here, in case we run out of time at the end, to thank you properly for joining us here and talking some agriculture, and then talking about the American Farm Bureau Convention, where there's a pretty big deal going to happen there. But let's start out talking about, you know, it's been a real debated deal, a big thing. It's been in the headlines, and that's the tax plan. And, you know, how is, from American Farm Bureau's perspective, how does that benefit farmers and ranchers?
Well, we think this new tax bill gives us or keeps us in a position to have some flexibility between, you know, in farming. We have good years and bad years, and we need that flexibility. And we also need the opportunity to immediately reinvest in our businesses and take immediate depreciation for that. You know, the other things that are important to us is cash accounting, because that also has to do with our good and bad years and the flexibility that we need. And, you know, tools like that we use in the 179 and the bonus depreciation, all those tools that we had advantage of and that we can continue to take advantage of is important to us. Of course, we had a focus, and our policy has been forever to eliminate estate taxes, and we were heading in the direction of getting that done. And of course, there was some threat to taking our stepped up basis away, and our stepped up basis, along with the current exemptions that we have in estate taxes, are work together to serve us pretty well. So we had to kind of settle for letting it continue for a few more years, 5 more years, but they doubled the exemption and we kept our stepped up basis. And all that has to do with us being able to pass our farms on to the next generation, and we needed that flexibility there. So all in all, we think the average farmer rancher across America, the average person will pay less taxes under this new structure.
Well, and that's important to point out, and you know, there's some folks that question why we took such a stand in the Farm Bureau Network on the estate tax thing. And, you know, first of all, to me, it's a moral thing. Should we be taxing an event like death? I mean, those folks have worked all their lives, paid taxes on their income, paid taxes on their property, paid taxes on their sales tax, paid multiple taxes on being able to get this foundation, this farm or ranch put together. And then we're going to tax an event like death that, you know, it's no one's going to avoid it. We can't control when it happens, and yet we're going to give hardships to that next generation. So, you know, I appreciate the American Farm Bureau's, you know, relentless effort. But I think it was a good compromise in the end to keep that stepped up basis and double that exemption for right now, and then give us, you know, 5 years, and hopefully that thing maintains intact where it is to go away at that point. So that's very good. And good work on the American Farm Bureau side of working on the tax bill and helping it become the tax plan now that it's signed and going to go into effect.
Well, we're glad to see it get done. And, you know, I guess if there's one place that we're not happy with is a lot of our stuff is temporary, where large businesses, manufacturing stuff will make permanent. But, you know, 5 years from now, when they start to think about putting those taxes back on us, you know, we'll be there in force all across the country, making our voice being heard. And I think it'll be a very difficult thing for them to hit rural America like that at that time. But right now we're in good shape, and real proud of the work that our staff and Pat Wolf on our staff has done, Dale Moore. And I hope that most farmers out there are going to get the advantages of this, or continue to keep the advantages that we have or tools.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, farming and ranching is, you know, we're small businesses, but we're a little unique. You know, I don't call us special. I call us unique because we face things such as bugs and diseases in our crops and diseases in our livestock. And, you know, we've got so many outside forces, weather, that, you know, than a lot of other small businesses that have storefronts or that, you know, they don't see those things. You know, a one-day bug infestation can completely destroy a crop, or a disease infestation can, you know, wipe you out. I mean, and it doesn't take very much time. So we need some different tools, like you said, that other small businesses don't probably necessarily need, which makes us a little unique. So, yeah, we're happy with that tax bill from here at NDFB's standpoint also. I think it's going to be great for farmers and ranchers and for all Americans. Anytime we can keep more money in the pockets of the Americans and let them spend it, it's got to be a good deal.
You know, we got to be sustainable, and we've got to be able to have cash to reinvest in our businesses and create those jobs, keep this economic engine that we represent in rural America alive.
Well, and the first step in sustainability is profitability, because if you're not profitable, you're not sustainable.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's great. So let's talk a little bit about trade. That's probably the next biggest thing that agriculture folks and farmers and ranchers are looking at. Zippy, I know AFBF is, you know, very involved in, you know, keeping track of that and working with the White House and working with Secretary Perdue and, you know, to make sure that he has influence and that agriculture is treated equitably in that. What is your outlook? What's AFBF's outlook on where we're at and how we're going to fare in trade agreements here coming up?
Well, of course, we're a little nervous on the rhetoric around our trade treaties that we have existing, and the rhetoric that was around TPP and withdrawing from it, because we knew that it meant $4.4 billion back to our farmers. But all in all, we got some key things that's happened, key people that are in place that are very good friends of ours at American Farm Bureau, and are in constant communication with them each and every day. And that is in two individuals, Ray Starlin, who works for the president, his advisor on trade and food. And Ray is in constant communication with us and gives us the opportunity to pump our policy into the inner circle of the president. And Sonny Perdue, who is our Secretary of Agriculture, who I know very well. And, you know, he stepped up immediately, reorganized USDA to allow him to actually fill the first undersecretary position for trade that the 2014 Farm Bill gave him the authority to do that Mr. Vilsack did not exercise. And so that told us immediately that how important trade was to Secretary Perdue and the focus he was going to put on it. And with him being in the cabinet room with the president, along with Ray Starlin, and them having the inside track to the administration, we feel in our relationship with it, we feel very comfortable that we got some really key people in place to make sure we use common sense and make sure that everybody knows how important agriculture, trade is to agriculture. And that's what we want to continue to do. And over the last couple of months, we put an emphasis on communicating with our state farm bureaus to make sure that their senators and governors, especially on the Republican side, continue to hammer home to the administration to how important NAFTA is and the Korean trade agreement and future bilaterals are to agriculture and keeping rural America thriving. So we think that we're handling this in a way to make sure that we continue to impress on the administration how important this is. And I think we'll probably hear the president talk about that at our convention coming up.
Well, and that's something that after the break here, because we're getting fairly close to the break, we want to talk about the AFBF convention coming up and the big visit from President Trump and how really important that is and how, you know, really historic that is for a sitting president to address, by the way, the largest ag organization in the world, Farm Bureau, and we're glad to be able to be a part of that. And so that'll be, we'll touch on that after the break here. We're coming up against the break. Joining us here on the phone this half hour is the president of American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duvall. So come back after the break. We'll talk more. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They're champions in my book.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They call me back, no Santa.
What's on Your Mind continues with guest host Daryl Leeson for me, Scott Hinnon, today on What's on Your Mind. Daryl's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Take it away, Daryl.
Well, it's good to be here again, and welcome back to our listeners here for the final segment in this hour. We're joined by President of American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duvall, and we've been talking a little bit about taxes and trade and how that affects those of us in agriculture, farmers and ranchers, and the positives contained in that tax plan that has now been signed by the president. And speaking of the president, and, you know, we've got a pretty important event coming up for American Farm Bureau, the yearly annual meeting and convention, which is taking place in Nashville in just a little over a week. But we have a special guest coming. And Zippy, would you share a little bit with us about the importance and what goes on at American Farm Bureau annual meeting and convention? And then also the special guest and why it's such an important thing that President Trump's going to be attending it and addressing our membership.
Well, sure, Darrell. I'll be glad to share that with you. And for those of your listeners out there that are members, that if you'll kind of give them an update, and the ones that are not members, hopefully we'll light a little fire in them and make them want to be a member of North Dakota Farm Bureau and part of American Farm Bureau. But our convention each year in January is our national convention that when we all come together to learn, fellowship, and experience and understand what's going on in agriculture. But the business part of our meeting is where we all our policy development process comes to full circle, and we give full approval on what our national policies are after we went through 4 or 5 months of developing policies from our grassroots back in our counties all the way to our national level. So we come to fellowship, enjoy each other, learn a lot, get ready for the next year, but to put that final stamp work on our policy work and final discussions on our policy work. And so it's a really important meeting for all of us. This year, you know, Darrell, as I've traveled the country, I've been talking to our farmers about providing one united voice for agriculture, for Capitol Hill, so that they don't have to pick choosers and losers among our friends. And also trying to express how important it is for everybody to be engaged in watching their Farm Bureau website and answering the call to action, and then being prepared to be to endure the process, because sometimes it takes a long time to get something done in Washington. But in the way of unity, on Saturday I'm having a president's industry group meeting where all our state presidents will be able to meet some of our industry friends across America, whether it be John Deere or Monsanto or all the companies that we do business with, and just talk about the future, what's gone on the last year, what we can do to work together in the coming year to unite our voices. And then on Sunday, we're having a special meeting of President's Industry Commodity Group meeting, where I'm trying to bring all the commodity groups that are present in our convention together, be able to sit down and talk about how we bring some unified voice to the process of the writing of the new farm bill next year, which is going to be crucially important to all farmers and ranchers. And then Monday, we're actually going to have two special guests. One, Secretary Perdue, will be with us. And also the President of the United States, President Trump, is coming to our convention. It's the first time since 1992, I think, since we've had a president of our country come to our national convention. We're very honored that within his first year of serving as president, he chose our convention to come to. I will give you a little insight. Back in March, when I had the opportunity to visit with the president in the White House, along with 14 other farmers, he that day signed an executive order to start a Rural America and Agriculture Prosperity Committee, or ACT, which put Secretary Perdue in charge of working with intergovernmental agencies to discover what regulations or rules are out there that's being enforced by the federal government that's getting in the way of rural America and agriculture from doing business, creating jobs, and building our rural economies. And I think he's going to put forth to us on Monday his mission of what we're going to be doing in that area next year. So we're real excited about him coming. I think it shows his dedication and his awareness of how important rural America is and how important it was to him in his election. And I'm expecting our Farm Bureau group from across America to give him a real warm Farm Bureau welcome that day, and it'll probably be somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 people in the room that day. And it'll take a lot of patience on my part because we're not used to having all Secret Service around, but we'll do what we got to do to be able to hear the president. And then we can't forget our third special guest will be Reba McIntyre, who will join me on stage, and we'll talk about her rearing on the Oklahoma ranch. So we got a big convention ahead of us, and I'm really excited about that. And I look forward to seeing you, Darryl, there with your North Dakota people that are coming to visit.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and you know the highlight for me is as you well know, President Duvall, is I'm a policy guy. I'm kind of a nerd that way. I really like policy and that. So that's going to be the highlight for me. But I'm extremely excited that President Trump chose American Farm Bureau and its convention, the largest ag organization, to come out to and give us his thoughts on agriculture and regulation. Thanks a lot, Zippy. Join us here in just a couple minutes. We'll be back with What's On Your Mind.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum.
Thepowermall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.